Trying to be like Jesus.
Food Bank Birthdays by Heidi M. For his past several birthdays, Austin M. has asked his friends and cousins to bring food for the established local food bank instead of presents. It all started on his fifth birthday after he watched a cartoon adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Austin became very concerned for the poor. He is a generous boy who loves to help people. Austin M., age 10, Washington.
Bus Buddy by Joshua H. My mom was driving the school bus one morning. When we drove up to one of the bus stops, a little boy named Adam was standing there crying. He didn't want to get on the bus. His dad tried everything he could think of to help him be less afraid, and Adam finally got on. But he sat down and kept right on crying. I asked my mom if I could change seats, and she said yes. I sat by Adam and sang happy songs to him. He stopped crying. I felt very happy. Joshua H., age 8, Alberta, Canada.
A Suitable Suit by Rachel B. I was at my friend's house when we decided to go swimming. I hadn't brought a swimming suit, so I needed to borrow one of hers. Her mom gave me a bikini. I told her I did not want to wear that kind of swimming suit, so she found a different one for me to wear. I'm glad I followed one of my gospel standards. I will dress modestly to show respect for Heavenly Father and myself. Rachel B., age 8, Nebraska. The $5 Bill by Amanda B. My family went on a trip to Boston, Massachusetts. We visited the Bunker Hill Monument and climbed the tall tower. Afterward, we went through the gift shop. I found a $5 bill lying on the floor. I picked it up and gave it to the park ranger. He said, "You can keep it." I told him that it wasn't mine and that someone might be looking for it. The ranger looked surprised and finally said that if nobody asked for the money by the end of the day, he would put it in the donation box. He asked me where I lived and I said, "Utah." I felt happy that I was honest and chose the right. Amanda B., age 10, Utah.
Safe and Obedient by Calista Lee with help from her mom. When I went to my brother's basketball game, I made some new friends. They wanted me to play under the bleachers. I asked my mom if it was okay. She told me she didn't think it was safe, so we didn't play there, and we stayed safe. I'm glad that I have parents to help me be safe when I obey. Cleese W., age 6, Idaho.
Missionary VIP by Abby H. with help from her mom. Each student in my kindergarten class gets to be a VIP, very important person, for 1 week and bring in their family to meet the class at the end of the week. When my family came, I was telling the other children about us and mentioned that my mom and dad were going to the temple the next day. When it was time for the class to ask questions, one girl asked what a temple was. I did my best to explain that it is where people get married forever and where people are baptized and do ordinance work for people who have died. The whole class listened, and I was glad I got to share something that is special to my family and me. Abby H., age 5, Minnesota.
End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.